Good afternoon, everyone. We are continuing our learning of Shemoneh Esrei. We are up to the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, about the bracha of Parnasa. The source of this bracha can be found in the Gemara Megillah, where the Gemara asks, where did Chazal see to recite the ninth bracha to be this bracha of Birchas Hashanim? And the Gemara explains, in the name of Rebbe Alexandri, that this bracha is Keneged Mafkei Sha'arim. It's corresponding to those who would inflate the price to make it inaccessible to acquire food. And this discussion about the Mafkei Sha'arim is found in the ninth parak of Tehillim. Even though this discussion of the Mafkei Sha'arim is in fact found in parak Yud of Tehillim, the Rishonim explained that there are previous two parakim in Tehillim which actually can be condensed as one, and that is why this parak Yud is in fact parak Tes. And that is the reason why the ninth brach of Shemoneh Esrei is a reference to Birchas Hashanim. It's interesting to note that the Gemara could have discussed a classic juxtaposition between the previous bracha about refuah and that of this bracha of parnasa. In fact, the Kuzari himself explains when explaining the progression of the brachos, notes, somich l'tfila hazos, and after discussing the bracha of refuah, the chazal were juxtaposing that bracha to the bracha of parnasa to emphasize that his damnus mizonam, the occurrence of having food, is connected to l'shmiras kocham, is connected to the fact of preserving one's strength that one has already acquired in the bracha of refuah, and that is now being maintained with the bracha of Birchas Hashanim with food. Chazal could have emphasized that this bracha of Birchas Hashanim is simply a means of recognizing Hashem as giving us food, controlling the natural world which allows for the growth of grain. However, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Beis, seems to emphasize that that this bracha is not a bracha about Hashem giving us food through the natural progress of the growth of tevua and rain, but rather a means of preventing people who are choosing to hurt people by increasing the price of tevua, of that food. We're asking Hashem to stop them and enable people who don't have the means to get their own food and giving them access to that sustenance. And in fact, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Brachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalad, building off of the Gemara in the Bavli and Daf Yud Zayin Beis, notes that the reason why Chazal were misaking the ninth bracha to be Birchas Hashanim is to commemorate the ninth reference of the Shema Hashem in Mizmar Perek Chavtes, which we've mentioned before is one of the sources of why we have 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. And the ninth reference to Shema Hashem in that parak is Kol Hashem Shover Arizim. The voice of Hashem destroys the powerful cedars. And the Gemara explains that these powerful cedars are a reference to the Baalei Sha'arim, those who control the prices. And in the end, Hashem will destroy and crush those who are manipulating the prices to prevent people from eating. So again, the emphasis of the Gemara seems to be that we're asking Hashem not simply and not specifically for Hashem to allow the natural course of events for rain to come and tuva to grow. We're asking Hashem to prevent man and punish man for those times that he avoids other people from being able to get that parnasa, get that sustenance. It's interesting to note that the Tur, when he comments on this bracha in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin and Or HaChaim, makes a reference to these two points. And he notes that in this bracha there are 30 words, and that corresponds to two pasukim, which in total have also 30 words. One pasuk has 23 words, a pasuk in Devarim Perek Chav Ches, where it says, Yiftach Hashem L'chas Otzer HaTov, Hashem will open to you his storehouse. And it says in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Hei, Posech HaSedacha, which is 7 words. Those together correspond to the 30 words that we say in this bracha of Birchas Hashanim. Again, this emphasis seems to be saying that Hashem will provide man the ability to have a parnasa. However, the Tur also adds that there's another pasuk, the pasuk that was quoted in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Beis, of Shivor Zeroa Rasha, which is again reference to those same people who inflated the prices. And if you look at that pasuk, there are in total 29 letters. And he adds, if you consider the kriya, the reading the entire pasuk, as one letter itself, that is equivalent to 30 words in total. For the Torah, it seems to be that there are these almost dual intentions when we make this bracha. Number one, we're recognizing Hashem as giving man the parnasa to be supported from. But also we recognize that there are those individuals who may be inhibiting man from attaining and accessing that parnasa. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prevent those people or punish those people from or because of their actions and affecting other people in attaining their parnasa. As an aside, in this bracha, we have a change of nusach depending on the seasons. In the winter seasons, we say v'sein tal u'matal v'racha, and in the summer seasons, when it doesn't rain, or we don't want rain, we say just v'sein bracha for the b'nei Ashkenaz. Again, that's emphasizing the Chazal wanted this bracha to reflect the natural course of events and how grain should be produced. In the summer, we don't want rain. In the winter, we want rain. And this bracha is reflecting that natural progress and development of food, but it's really a basis for the rest of man's livelihood, even if it's not necessarily relevant to the agricultural seasons. With that introduction, we can now delve into the actual text of the bracha. In this bracha, there are three sections. The first section, from Baruch Aleinu until Ves Kol Minei Sivu Asa L'Tova, is a call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless the year's crop. After asking for this bracha, we then discuss from the words B'Sein Tal U'Matal Bracha until Kashanim Atavos, we discuss the process in which grain is grown and the aftermath of that bracha coming into fruition. The third section is the conclusion of this bracha, where we bless Hashem for blessing the years of crop production. Moving into the details of this bracha, the first section is a call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless the year's crops. We say, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es HaShana Hazos. Blessing should be upon us, Hashem our God, for this year. Ve'es Kol Minei Sivu Asal L'Tova, all the different types of grain should all be good. Moving into the details of this bracha, the first section again is a call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless the year's crops. So we say, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es HaShana Hazos. Blessings should be upon us, Hashem our God, for this year. Ves Kol Minei Sivu Asa L'Tova, and all the produce should also be good. The Avudraham notes that the language of bracha is specifically appropriate to the production of grain and parnasa in general, as it says in Vayikra Perek Chafei Pasuk Rav Aleph, Yitzivisius Brachasi Alecha Bashana Hashishis. Hashem will command his bracha to be upon you in the sixth year, when the Erev Shemitah, when there is a fear that there might not be any produce in that year, Hashem will give more bracha in the sixth year so that you'll have food for the seventh year as well. So again, the language of bracha, in our interpretation as we discussed in the reference to Baruch Shamar, the idea of Shefa, bringing down Hashem's Ratzon, that will be expressed specifically in the production of grain and in Parnasa in general. It's interesting the language that we say Baruch Aleinu instead of Baruchinu. The first notes that the emphasis of Aleinu means that this bracha is upon us really to fulfill, because there are times that Hashem gives bracha into the world, but we have trouble accessing that bracha because of man's own deeds. Again, this is a reference to the source of this bracha found in the Gemara Megillah, that there are people who inhibit other people from accessing those fruits and produce and parnasa because of their own actions of price gouging. And the emphasis of Aleinu tells us that the bracha should be on us. It should be accessible and not inhibited, even though the entire world may be giving off that bracha. We also want to have access to that bracha as well. We emphasize that the year should be blessed. Rebbe Nikar notes that the emphasis of a year in terms of parnasa is emphasized in a pasuk in Yoel, Perek Beis, pasuk Chaf Hei, where it says, "V'shilamti lachem es hashanim asher achal ha'arbe." In the Perek in Yoel, there's been a punishment that Hashem has given. He's given locusts to ruin the crops, and Hashem says he'll pay back after Klai Yisrael has done tshuva. Then he'll pay back that year's produce and allow for growth to come back. The Rebbe Nikar is emphasizing that the production of crops over the year represents a man's parnasa, and that's what we daven for as well in this bracha. As an aside, it's interesting to note that the bracha of parnasa seems to be somewhat connected to tshuva, as reference to this discussion of Yoel Perek Beis. And there may be seemingly another connection between the bracha of parnasa and the previous brachos, where after we have attained tshuva, Hashem not only gives us slicha, geula, refua, but he also gives us parnasa as part of that reconnection and relationship that has been developed between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also recite in this section, Ves Kol Minei Sivu Asa L'Tova. And arguably that might be a repetition of the first sentence of Hashem blessing the year. The Rebbe Nikar explains that when we ask Hashem for tevua, we are elaborating on what the bracha of the Shana should be. It shouldn't just be for grain, which is a product, a direct product
of the field, but also kol minei sivua, so all different types of produce, including many different types of fruits. We also emphasize that shibilu tova should be for good. And it first explains, again, this point is emphasizing that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the natural world to progress and grow the produce, we also ask Hashem to allow us access to that bracha. And that's the emphasis of Latova, that the grain that's been produced and the produce that have been grown should be for our good, and we should have access to them as well. After requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless the produce, we discuss in the second section about how that bracha comes down through rain and the aftermath of that process in which we receive the bracha from Hashem. We say, V'sein tal umotar lebracha, Hashem should give rain and dew as a form of bracha, al pnei ha'adama, on the face of the land. Now obviously, this is a reference to the fact that it will rain, that enables the produce to grow. It's interesting to note that the Avud Raham explains that the basis of rain coming down and producing grain, which enables for parnasa to come into fruition, is based off a story in Malachim Aleph, in which Eliyahu tells Ahav that Hashem will enable rain to come down after Bnei Yisrael do tshuva. And the Radak in that parak, Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph, notes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the agency of Eliyahu, tells Ahav that he will end the famine specifically because Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva. And if you read through that rest of that parak, Eliyahu makes a miracle at Har Carmel in which all of Bnei Yisrael recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reject the Nevi'ei HaBaal. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rain to Bnei Yisrael. Again, this is a potential reference to the fact that Parnassah is connected to the idea of tshuva, and when we change our ways, Hashem manifests that relationship in the fact that he gives us Parnassah. But aside from the obvious reference to the fact that this is a discussion of Hashem producing rain, which allows for the natural course for produce to grow, the Ribi Nikar notes that the language of the bracha of Al Pnei Ha'adama, we ask the rain to come on the face of the land, is a bit strange. It should really say Al Ha'adama, on the land. Why is there an emphasis of Pnei Ha'adama? To this he explains that there's a Bereishis Rabbah in Bereishis, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Vav, where the Torah writes this exact language, V'harav haya al pnei kol ha'aretz, and the famine was over the entire face of the land. And the Medrash quotes the name of Shmuel, or Rev Shmuel, that this is a reference specifically to the Ashirim who have a pnei, who have a face. They're able to interact b'simcha, with a countenance to help other people, in contrast to the Aniyim, who aren't able to interact in a open way with other people because they're embarrassed of their status. And Rebbe Nikar notes that arguably because the Ashirim were not giving to the Aniyim, that's why there was a form of famine specifically starting with them. So in this bracha, Rebbe Nikar seems to suggest that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable not just the natural course of rain coming to enable produce, but we ask the wealthy people who are able to give, we ask them to be able to manifest their bracha and give their bracha to the poor who don't have that access. Again, this is a similar reference to the previous comments that we made before. The bracha parnas is not just asking Hashem for the natural course of nature for rain to come and produce to grow, but we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable man and allow man to have access to that produce, and that is specifically through the agency of other human beings, specifically those who have wealth and are able to produce and give over to other people. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain to come and for the produce to grow, we then recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then give the bracha to us, V'sabeinu mituvecha, we'll be satisfied from your good. The Ribi Nikar explains that the emphasis of mituvecha is a reference specifically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's graciousness to give us sustenance, as it says in Nechemiah Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'yachlu v'yaspu, they ate and they were satisfied, V'yashemenu, and they became fattened, V'yisadenu, and they became fattened as well, mituvecha hagadol, with the goodness of your great goodness. Again, the reference of mituvecha is here in the reference to eating, parnasa that Hashem gives as an expression of his generosity. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin notes, however, that some, including the Bir HaGra, have a different girsa. And they say that the bracha should be v'sabeinu mituvah, referring to it, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the it explains that Aruch HaShulchan is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. Seemingly, the reference to Adama is not just land in general, but specifically the land of Eretz Yisrael. And this itself is a debate amongst the Rishonim, the Achronim. There's a Chuvas HaRosh, who says we should have the Nesach Masabed and Mitavacha, but others, including the Mekubalim, say that we should emphasize Mituvah because we're emphasizing Eretz Yisrael. If the Nusach is Visabeinu Mituvah, which is a reference to Eretz Yisrael, that may be fitting in with the Lashon that we find in the Tefillas Havinenu, where the Nusach of that bracha, of that section, as a reference to this bracha, Berachas Hashanim, is Vidashneinu Binevos Artzeich, that Hashem should fatten us with the fields of your land. Again, the reference is specifically to your land, the land of Eretz Yisrael, ostensibly. Furthermore, explains the Eyun HaTfila, that even though we're in Chutz La'aretz, we still are davening for the parnasa of Eretz Yisrael, because as the Gemara explains Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give rain and parnasa to the world, he first goes to Eretz Yisrael and gives its parnasa, and the rest goes to Chutz La'aretz. So in many ways, the parnasa of the world goes through the station of Eretz Yisrael for us to get that bracha. We conclude the section by saying, Uvarach shenasinu kashanim atavos, Hashem should bless us like the good years. And the Rokeach notes that these good years are referenced specifically to the years of Elisha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well gave rain during those times of famine. After completing the section and asking Hashem for rain and the bracha that would come out of that with the produce, and the blessed year, we conclude with the third section with a bracha recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who blesses the year. We say Baruch Ata Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who blesses and gives shefa of the year, which is again the reference to the produce which grows throughout the natural cycle of the year. So just to put everything into context, we begin this bracha by reciting a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a bracha of the year's crops. We recognize that the bracha should not be just the fact that the produce will grow, but it should be aleinu, as our first explains, we should have access to that bracha. We want it to be, the tevuah should be l'tova, it shouldn't be just grain, it should be all types of fruit, all types of parnasa, and that should be also l'tova. Again, emphasizing the fact that there should be bracha, not just in the natural course of events, but also for us to have access to it, not having people inhibit our ability to have a share in that bracha. We move on to the second section of this bracha, where we envision the process and how this bracha comes into fruition, and the aftermath where we recognize Hashem answered our prayers. We say, V'sein talam matal l'bracha, we ask Hashem to give us rain, maybe arguably an expression of the tshuva that we've been doing, and we want it to be al pnei adama, where the wealthy are giving and allowing access for the poor, to have the ability to have that bracha with the parnasa. And then we conclude in this section, v'sabeinu mituvacha, or mituvah, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or through the conduit of Eretz Yisrael, to ascertain that bracha for us to have. We conclude with this section after recognizing and requesting HaKadosh Baruch Hu for parnasa, and recognizing that it will come through the natural course of events. They recognize Hashem as the one who's mevarech hashanim, who gives a bracha to the years, which enables for us to have parnasa throughout our lives. In context of the entire Shemona Esrei, this bracha seems to be, even though ostensibly not necessarily directly connected to the previous bracha, does fit into the overall structure of Shemona Esrei. We first begin with Shmach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first three brachos, then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Das, which then manifests itself into Tshuva, into Slicha, and Hashem responds by giving us Geula, Refua, and ultimately, we now have a reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well gives us parnasa, potentially a manifestation of that tshuva, as well as a follow-up of the previous bracha, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man life through refuah, and he maintains it through the idea of parnasa. In this bracha, we recognize and pledge, as Rashi explains, the idea of baruch is all about pledging and committing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our sustenance and our life. We pledge our lives in response to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more through that recognition.